Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge on Blog Talk Radio. This is Business on the Edge Extended with your show host, Margaret Jackson. The show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know that you are tuning in and listening in. And Facebook, Business on the Edge. Of course, you can always connect with us on the Edge at businessontheedge.biz through email. This is my lunch grill. We do this every Wednesday, 11:30. We're here live. And, you know, last week when I talked to you guys, I talked to you about, you know, some of the things that you can do in business to expand your business, getting involved, you have to be in it to win it kind of thing. And I talked about the Intuit contest, the Super Bowl or the game contest, and that we didn't make it to the second round, but we were definitely in it. And we didn't do a, we didn't make a whole huge, you know, a whole heck of a lot of effort to really push that particular agenda forward. And just, you know, the next day, I tell you, I just had to laugh at myself. We made it to the second round. Business on the Edge made it to the second round of the Intuit, the game. So we're going to get our information in. We're going to let you know what you need to do to help put us in a position to win a commercial for the big game coming up in February. Of course, that is the Super Bowl. We would like that to happen as well. So anyway, I just thought it was funny because I just, you know, was talking about last week that, hey, we didn't make it to that second round. And sometimes, you know, small businesses, you got a lot going on. And so you don't always, you're juggling a lot. So you're not always able to keep up with everything. And so that was our case in that particular situation. But we're around to, so something did happen. People liked what we said on our profile, and we did push it out to Facebook and Twitter and other areas, and so that's a good thing. So, of course, our motivation is a little bit more, we care a little bit more about winning, so we're going to see whether or not we end up on the Super Bowl this year in some commercial. So that would be really cool. Today we're going to talk about, what am I grilling up on the grill? You know, the grill is about just grilling up stuff. Sometimes it's not very nice and politically correct and all of that. Don't get me started on the partial shutdown of our economy right now, our government. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? Please, can we get back on track? Can we all just get along? And you know what I'm saying? Can we just all get along and really move our economy forward? Let's make some decisions. If you've been watching, you know, everyone's watching the news. You're hearing it all over the news. You're hearing it all over talk radio. You're hearing it everywhere. And so we need to figure out how to do the things that we need to do to keep our country and our economy moving forward. We have to get an agreement on some things. I don't care. Let's get past who the president is. I don't care. Let's, you know, quit impacting the whole company, the whole country is my big beef with that. So, but that's not what we're grilling up today. We're grilling up workplace, you know, we really could talk about a workplace conflict because our government seems to have a whole huge dose of workplace conflict. And we're going to talk today with professional coach, life coach, Ida Hardy. She's been on the show before. And we're just going to discuss some things that in conflict resolve, you know, let's just get down to the nitty gritty because sometimes workplace conflict can be so many different things. It could be gender, it could be race, it could be, you know, you don't do your job well, it could be I just don't like you and they just don't get along. And so we have to figure out how we can get along better in the workplace so we can get our jobs done, because quite frankly, that's why you're there, is to get your job done, you know. And so we're going to bring her on in just a second. But just to give you a little feedback, I am the radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW here in the Bay Area, San Jose, Silicon Valley. We are the hub of technology. We like it like that, and we're probably going to hang on to that title for as long as we possibly can. But if you want to tune into our weekly show, Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., you can tune into the show and listen live. And so you can connect with us at www.kdow.biz. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got our Expo and Summit coming up. We're looking forward to that in November. So we have people flying in for that particular event. So that's going to be exciting. And that's our Silicon Valley on the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit, 18 different training tracks. We have on the Edge exhibitors. We're excited about what's going on, and we're going to do a VIP launch party the night before, and we're going to come live to you from the Bay Area that evening. And so if you are not in the Bay Area, the nine Bay Area counties, you can, like I said, connect with us at www.kdow.biz, or if you're here, you can pick us up on your AM dial at 1220. So I am going to bring in Coach Ida, and we're going to talk a little bit about and grill up some things that are going on in the workplace. So let's get her on air here. Coach Ida, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Coach Margaret.
Great. Thank you for coming back on the show. Can you turn down your audio just a little bit for us?
And
we're going to get going. You take your phone off speaker, so that way we get a little bit of feedback here in our studio. So we're talking about workplace conflict. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, now you've been a professional coach, life coach for more than before coaching became popular. And so can you give our audience a little bit about what you've done over the years in terms of coaching people in their professional life that has come past your doors, and just share a little bit, and then we'll get into some of our questions today.
Well, thank you, Coach Margaret. You know, it's been my experience down through the years, actually over 20 years, in dealing with conflicts of all kinds, that there's always a route to every system. And I usually focus in on trying to get to the root of the problem and find out what is it that's really contributing majorly to the problems. You know, there are always problem-solving processes that we can use to make things better instead of bitter. So what I usually do, you know, Coach Margaret, I'm one of these coaches that I ask probing questions, and sometimes people have not really gotten in touch with really what's going on down on the inside of them, and they don't have a clue sometimes as to why they're reacting and acting the way that they are. And sometimes they're not even aware that what they're doing is they are a major part of the problem. So what we try to do is start at ground zero, and then we work our way up. And eventually, if we keep plugging in, we'll find something that will point in a right direction that can make the situation better.
That's fantastic. And those are the things that we need to hear. So let's talk a little bit and drill down in this, why sometimes we see conflict. You know, we're on the edge for a reason, and so I don't mind addressing issues that we see in the workplace. And since our government seems to have a problem with getting along with the president and maybe even vice versa, I don't want to say that it's just the president and, you know, the governing body in terms of the Republicans, you know, if we want to go in that direction. But one of the things that we believe in this country is that the workplace conflict that we see in the White House and we see in Washington, D.C. is because President Obama happens to be black. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to put it out there. This is On the Edge, Business on the Edge, for a reason. If you don't want to listen, I understand. You can tune us out. But how do we get around that? How do we get around, how can we deal with workplace conflicts that does not allow projects or agendas to move forward? And I'm just using our government as an example because we've seen the conflict in our nation with regard to the Republicans, Democrats, and, of course, with having, for the first time in history, a black president. Is there a way to resolve that and get people back to, let's just work together and really do the things that we need to do that makes our country work? What would you say to that?
Well, I would say that, first of all, the same problems that they are having in the White House, they are happening all over the world. I really would address it. First of all, I would say that, you know, we all as human beings have a responsibility to do the best that we can, to do the best we can in being a positive model, a role model, I might say, for the rest of those who are watching us. So whether that's in the White House or on the job or wherever that might be, you know, it seems like stress and pressures is everywhere, and we all feel it. But, you know, that does not give us an excuse just to go crazy and, you know, out of character as to what we really are supposed to be thinking and doing as human beings. So we need to learn that everybody has feelings, everybody has opinions, and we need to learn how to just consider making necessary adjustments in our own personal lives so that we can be a major part of a solution rather than a part of the problem. You know, if everybody is thinking everybody else is the problem, then we probably are not going to even consider that what if there is maybe some insight and revelation that I could get, that I could interject into the situation to cause it to be better. So we need to learn how to work together and just to consider and give everybody the benefit of the doubt that nobody knows it all. You know, we all are lacking in one area or another, but we can come together and strategize and see if we can find solutions to these situations. But fighting each other and tearing down one another absolutely is not the answer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things that you said that I like is that we all collectively have a responsibility to do our best. And I think that surpasses everything else in terms of skin color or gender or whatever your angst against someone else for whatever reason to get the job done, to do what you need to do. And I'd like to see that happen here in our country, especially from the top of our leadership in the United States to flow down throughout businesses. And you're absolutely correct. This is not something that's just happening here in United States, but this is something that happens all over the world. And then we, of course, see workplace conflicts with regards to, let's talk a little bit about gender. You know, we often talk about gender discrimination or bosses, male bosses who don't show maybe a lot of respect to their female employees or coworkers who are having conflicts with regards to gender, because we'll see maybe things are going on in the workplace that, you know, we deal with sexual harassment. And, of course, sexual harassment does not mean that it just happens towards women. It can happen to men in the workplace as well. So if you're in the workplace and you're in an environment that is not conducive to what you would like, but you need your job, and maybe there's some gender discrimination, or maybe there's sexual harassment, maybe there's things going on. And it's important to make sure, and I want to say this, that you seek out organizations, the right places in terms of dealing with harassment sexual harassment or bullying or any kind of thing of that nature. And of course, you have, you know, EDD that's there that you can certainly, Department of Labor, that you can certainly reach out to get some resources. But in general, say I'm going to work, what would you say to someone who says, you know, they're going into an environment they're not crazy about, but how to maintain their stability or peace within that environment so they can get their jobs done? So how would you address that?
Well, I would first of all encourage everyone to be as healthy and wholesome mentally, emotionally, and even physically as they can be, so that whatever it is that triggers those emotions that cause them to go over the edge or to respond back in ways where, you know, it's hostile and discriminatory and just, you know, mean. And a lot of times, Coach Margaret, I've found that there is so much fears in the world today. You know, people are so paranoid and they're so afraid of losing their jobs, and they're afraid that if they don't perform, you know, just like somebody else, that somehow they're going to be, you know, discarded or discriminated against, even if they're doing the very best that they can. So there's all kind of reasons why people act and react. But I would say, you know, go into your jobs every day as unloaded as possible of personal things that maybe you're carrying that's stressing you out. Maybe it has to do with your marriage or your children or whatever. You know, learn to realize that you have limitations and that sometimes we just need some help. You know, a lot of my clients has been and are still, you know, on all kinds of different medications just to keep them calm, you know, day by day. So I'm not sure that everybody that's on medication, that's the, you know, the answer, but of course they, you know, people do what they feel like they have to do. But I would encourage, you know, everyone to go into your job place every day, first of all, with a positive attitude, that what if today is going to be the day of, like, new beginnings, when things are going to be a little different, and I'm going to try to contribute as much as I can, as much as it lies within me, to make that happen today. And if everybody would get a new attitude of positive, maybe instead of negative, and then work toward those positive things, I think we could change a lot of the stresses and the pressures in the job force.
That's an excellent response. And going into the workplace to with the best possible scenario in terms of how you're feeling is important. I think you mentioned about family and, you know, having that healthy, wholesome feeling and attitude when you go into the workplace, because if something's going on at home, it certainly impacts how you could possibly be doing your job at work. And so, you know, I think those are all valuable ways and things that you have said to help us think about what's important when we go into our jobs every day. We have so many things that are pulling on us and challenging us. So many people are going through so many things, which includes, it brings me to my other question, in terms of home environment and work environment, when that's stressful, maybe the job is great and the home environment is stressing that individual out. And so when you come to work, it is really difficult to work at your optimal level when you have home stresses. Maybe it's, like you said, marriage. Excuse me. Maybe it is children. Maybe it could be health. It could be other issues that impact that. And so what would you say, you know, with these different dynamics? Because, you know, every company wants their employees to work at the best level and produce the best outcome daily. That's a requirement daily. You're getting paid every week. And so if something's going on in the home environment that's decreasing the productivity in the workplace, what do you think the workplace could do? And I think one of the things is certainly bringing in someone like you to be able to coach employees on how to have workplace and home balance so they can produce the best results at work. What would you say to the employers in terms of helping their employees work at the best level as they have things going on outside of the workplace in their personal life?
You know, I have a question that sometimes I ask my clients, and that question is, if you knew today was the only day that you had left, what would you like to change, or what do you think, what adjustments, what changes do you think you would make today? And it's amazing, that question always comes with kind of a real food for thought for people. For example, your home and your family. If the priorities at home are not in order, of course it's going to affect every other situation that you might find yourself, you know, dealing with, actually beginning with your job, because you realize the responsibility. You know you've got these things going on at home that's out of control, but you also know when you go into the workplace that you have to perform, because that's, you know, that's what expected of you, and you know you have to do that in order to keep your job. But, you know, realize that there are some things that we have no control over. Now, as much as it lies within you, especially if your parents, a mom and a dad, you know, try to work out workable situations with the home where that everybody can maybe chip in, and make sure that the communication between you and your family is the best that it can be. And, you know, sit down and talk about things. And one of the things is, you know, learn to listen and to be more patient one with another, and see if you can make readjustments, maybe even in the lifestyle, you know, that you're living. Maybe the children are putting extra pressure on you. And I see this a lot, where the parents worry, you know, and they're stressed out because the children are demanding, you know, a certain lifestyle because of what they feel out among their friends. And, you know, so the parents want the children to have as much self-worth and self-esteem as possible. So sometimes they overload themselves trying to do things. It's really impossible for them to do. All of these things help to create pressure in the job force.
Sure.
Because what happens is when they walk into the job place, they're carrying all of those emotional, that trauma, that stress, that worry,
sure,
you know, and those fears. And so, of course, it affects them. But, you know, take off everything that you really know that you really don't need to be trying to carry, you know, trying to be Superman or Superwoman. Just realize that you can only do so much. There's only, you know, 12 hours in a day, 24 hours in a day. Do the best you can. And then, you know, meditate and, you know, and talk to people, talk to coaches or somebody that can just let you air out and vent. I find that venting sometimes is so refreshing for so many people because they're bottled up with so many things that they've never, you know, has gone unsaid. And so that creates anger sometimes in them too. And they feel like, you know, their whole life is all about everybody else and somewhere they've gotten lost in the mix. So there are all kinds of things that I try to use to try to get them to focus on the positives instead of giving up on themselves, their jobs, their employers, and, you know, releasing anger and hostility and fears and discouragement. So those are just a few of the other problem-solving things that I introduce to my clients.
Right. You know, I'm kind of, while you're talking, thinking about how our personal life directly impacts our workplace performance if it's not healthy and strong, you know. And some of that stuff, like you said, can be carried into the workplace, and that might even be some of the reasons why we're seeing bullying in the workplace. You know, oftentimes we talk about you know, we don't want our kids to bully on school grounds. But, you know, when that is researched out or they start really investigating why maybe that child might be bullying other children, we find that something's going very wrong in the home. Maybe the parents are bullying the children. Maybe siblings are bullying the children. But then we have this bullying in the workplace. And so there could be some very wrong things going on in the home that they're carrying, like you said, that 100-pound ball of weight, and they enter into the workplace, and not only are they not able to work well, but now you have a bullying situation. So in terms of bullying, how do you what do you think about that? I have a real issue personally. And again, you're listening to The Lunch Grill here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the show host for AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, here in the Bay Area. And we're just kind of having a very serious discussion on workplace performance and things that hinder really great workplace performances, like personal things that are going on in your personal life, possibly bullying, and where that results from. So bullying in the workplace is unacceptable. And again, there are resources available to even deal with that. I would certainly recommend that you deal with, if you're being bullied in the workplace, certainly go to your HR department and get some resolved with regards to that. But bullying in the workplace, Coach Idle, how do we attack that? What's the strategy behind that? You have adults that are bullying other adults. You have women, you know, more than 80% of women bullying other women in the workplace, more than 60% of men bullying women in the workplace. How do we deal with that? That sounds like, a seminar or something that would need to happen, that an external voice needs to come in and say, we need to really look at this and talk about this because this is a problem. And not only that, that may be some cause of some of the shootings that we are seeing in the workplace. We know that last year we saw a shooting right here in Silicon Valley with someone in the workplace because of workplace antics, not getting along with the employees. And so how do we, and just for the record, this is on the Edge Lunch Grill, shooting after, you know, being released from a job or even being bullied in the workplace or frustrated with your coworkers is not the answer. That's not the resolution that we want to see. And so what would your perspective be on bullying in the workplace and bringing some resolution to that?
You know, Coach Margaret, I was just thinking as you were talking, it's been my experience that unfortunately, many times people who are bullying in the workplace are bullying other places too, at home. Many times I've traced it back. They came out of maybe family backgrounds where there was a lot of bullying, a lot of rejections that they had suffered. And so the anger and the resentment, and it's kind of like sometimes revengeful things. I can remember a few of my clients who said to me, somebody has got to pay for all of the pain I've suffered all my life. Can you imagine that? You know, it's like saving up what we used to call the S&H green stamps. I know many of you listening, you don't know what in the world I'm talking about. But it's almost like saving your hostilities and letting it grow. And then at some point, say within yourself, nobody will ever get over on me again. I will always make sure that I do it to them before they do it to me. Can you imagine the kind of pressure that it takes to get up every day and make sure that you're geared to blow anybody away that gets in your way, and you're going to go out so that you can paint this picture that they will know, don't mess with me. And honestly, you might think this is a little extreme, but I have had coaching sessions where they have actually told me those things. And so what I usually do, I said, well, the patterns can be broken, you know. Just like it's taken you a while to form those, I said, what's happening is they are a major part of the problem in the job place. You know, it's kind of like other coworkers are watching them, And they're seeing, well, wow, I've got to protect myself. And there is no self-control with the bully. The bully, you know, it's just, they are limitless. And, you know, especially when it's been going on for so long, they don't even see how out of control it is. So innocent people continually, you know, get hurt. And the gender thing does play a tremendous part in that. You know, there's a saying that says that hurting people hurt people. Wounded
right.
people wound people. It's so true. But I think
right.
there again, bullying started somewhere. Sometimes it started even way back in the generations where there's just, they've never seen, sometimes children growing up, that's all they've ever seen, you know, is just bullying. And so the way they handle transitions of any kind in their lives, you know, they do it with anger and resentment, and it's like they're just on overload. But there again, many times they don't have a clue who they really are. They really can make choices to do and to be differently. You know, anybody that's alive on this planet, there is opportunities that we can make, you know, decisions to change the error of our ways. But when we find strategies, and, you know, it's always great to check in with a good coach. And what I do and what I like to do, I like to ask probing questions and give them food for thought. And sometimes that causes a breaking point with them where they'll see a picture of the way they've been acting and they realize, wow, I wouldn't want somebody to do that to me. And that's another component.
Right.
Sometimes when they're issuing out all the pain and the hostility, if the tables were turned, they would be devastated and wounded and hurt. So I don't know.
Right.
There is always an answer. And I just try to
right.
help the bully find out the root system of why am I this way and how much longer would you like to continue, you know, on this road.
Let me ask you this question, Coach Ida, because that's good for some really great advice for the bully. But sometimes they're not going to just go and get that resource or that information. But because companies, and we're seeing that when they bring in coaches, when they bring in do seminars, you know, workplace conflict and resolution seminars, and they're mandated to come. They're mandated to be in a room and listening to a professional say the things that you're saying. This resolution of workplace bullying, because you bring it to work, there now is this responsibility to the company to bring in, you know, to try to resolve or create a healthy work environment. I'm not saying everyone who's bullying should be fired. What I'm saying is that I think that there's some proactive things that companies can do, employers can do to change that dynamic, to hopefully maybe hear some of the information that you're saying. So would you agree that it would be important for companies to really take a look at it? And we do see companies, like I said, having seminars that deal with workplace conflict and resolution scenarios so that people who are bullies that may be embarrassed to kind of, you know, call up a coach and say, hey, I'm a bully at work, you know, which is probably not going to happen. I'm a bully at coach, so Coach Ida, can you help me? But maybe in a situation where coaches are brought in and or psychologists are brought in or someone who's qualified to come in and talk about these scenarios, because we are seeing safety becoming a problem in our country. We're seeing, like I said, you know, much more shooting in the workplace than we've ever thought that we would see. We're seeing these things on you know, from our campuses to our workplaces. So would you say that would be of value for more of these types of discussions to happen, maybe roundtables in the workplace, maybe an opportunity for employees to vent about what's going on without any repercussion from the company leadership and, you know, any no repercussion from employees that may hear some hard things, you know, within maybe a round table and really set some ground rules and maybe have a mediator there or a coach there that says, okay, this, these are the rules, let's have some discussions. Would you think that would be a viable way to handle some of the things that are going on?
Absolutely. It would be so much more rewarding for the company if they could maybe invest a little time and maybe consideration to the employees and bring them into settings where maybe things that's been hidden that they don't see and understand that's causing the low performance of their employees to be dealt with. And maybe that would bring things to the surface, and maybe they could begin to, you know, the old saying is put out the fires before they get started. And that would enhance the productivity of the whole company. You know, let me just say this. Everybody is going through something, and we know that. You know, trials and disappointments and heartbreaks and stresses and pressures is inevitable for all of us. We're all going to have seasons when we're going to go through disappointing times and things in our life. But if the companies could maybe throw that out there for your employees, that might give them a sense of, wow, this company really does care about me as a person, not just my performance. And if they can invest this time in to me to help me to find what's deep-rooted in me that's causing me to be a part of the problem in the company, well, you think about even if a fourth or a half of the employees could get some breakthroughs in their life, what would that do for the morale and, you know, just the atmospheres in your company? You know, people could begin to maybe get along a little better with one another, work together in harmony. Wouldn't that enhance the productivity of everything that you're trying to accomplish in your company?
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, we all have those things going on, but to get to the root of them and begin to find answers and solutions would be a great asset for any company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I certainly love what you're saying on the show today. And again, this is Coach Ida Hardy, IdaHardy.com, if you want more information about her coaching services and opportunity to maybe bring her into your company and talk to your employees with regards to ways of resolving conflict or even averting workplace conflict. She is definitely one to connect with, and that's www.IdaHardy.com as well. And again, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge, The Lunch Grill with Margaret Jackson. I am the area's AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge coach, and we want you to really gain the tools that you need to have a great experience when you go to work as an employee or if you're a business owner. And as a business owner, you certainly have responsibilities that are important to a healthy workplace environment. And so a healthy personal life certainly can improve your bottom line. Hands down, your employees are getting resources that can even help them balance that life, that workplace and home. These two very important parts of their lives, you know, that home and workplace balance can improve your bottom line, can be, you know, because, again, as Coach Ida and I have been talking, people miss work because they're stressed out at home. People miss work because they're not, you know, they're stressed, they're not feeling well health-wise. So there's things that I think we can do as business owners to really kind of support. I am very supportive, Coach Ida, with my team. And if something's going on, like my assistant will be out this week because she has she needs to deal with some personal stuff that with a family member that's not well. And so we give them room to, deal with life situations. We're not saying take advantage of those things. What I'm saying is that being sensitive to that and saying, hey, there's nothing that you can do if someone dies in the family. You're taking off work. That's going to happen. but really keeping that balance so that there's a healthy workplace balance and they're learning tools to cope and deal with scenarios, maybe even at home, that will bring solutions even into the home. One of the other things that causes problems in the workplace, though, is in productivity is money. Not being underpaid and not really getting what you deserve and your employer not getting you to the place where they can pay you. You know, I have worked with so many businesses, and we do work with a lot of small businesses. We are small business experts, small business problem solvers. And when I go into a workplace where, and even in these different scenarios in the small business community, and we have about 4.5 minutes left on the show. We went a little longer today on the lunch grill. I hope you've enjoyed it. But when you have a scenario where you will not pay your employees more and you can, it really dilutes their enthusiasm and motivation to produce at an optimal level and produce at higher levels. And so make sure that when you're paying your employees that you're really being fair with them. Give them, you know, as much as you can in terms of their value. You have to earn it. Employees, you know, I have a problem with sloths, Coach Aya. I don't, you know, sloths in the workplace, you know, waste company time and money. But this has really been good having you on the show to kind of just bring together some of these things in the workplace, shooters, bullying, balance in the workplace, productivity, you know, can be increased if there's a healthy balance, bringing in people like you, a coach. You're going to be at our summit that's coming up in November, so you'll be speaking at that, at the our On the Edge, Silicon Valley On the Edge Business, Small Business Expo and Summit. So we're looking forward to hearing more from you. And, again, if you want to connect with Coach Ida, you can connect with her at www.idahardy.com. Coach Ida, is there a number that you'd like to give out to the audience that they can reach you by phone
yes,
as well?
Yes, it is. Yes, my number is 408-461-7470. Again, that's 408-461-7470.
And, again, you are not going to, you know, there's a lot of great coaches out there. And like I said at the top of the show, Coach Ida has been coaching, life coaching, professional coaching before coaching became a popular term in terms of the workplace. And so I appreciate you tuning in. We have about 2.5 minutes, so let me give you some other details. This has been Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge, extended our lunch grill. Every Wednesday we're doing our lunch grill. Tune in at 11:30. And if we're not here, we're trying to post one of our KDOW shows that you can tune into that and listen in and find out what we're doing there. Also tune into this week's show on KDOW, www.kdow.biz. We're going to have Bagadocious is going to be with us on this show. And they actually connected with us through our Blog Talk Radio show. We are bringing them live on KDOW's airwaves. And so we're looking forward to talking about those sexy handbags for women. We love it. But this is an exciting time for small businesses. I know that things are kind of still crazy in our economy, but if you're willing to do the work that it takes to build a small business and grow that into a bigger small business, you can grow that into so much more. So we're excited about that. So tune in with us this Friday on KDOW.biz. If you're here in the 9-Bay Area Counties, you can get us at 12:20. Also, our event in November is November 16th. So if you're here, the expo is absolutely free. So register for that. You can go to businessontheedge.biz, our website, and click on SV Expo and Summit and register at no cost. And we'd like to see you there. We're going to have a lot of great resources for you. We're going to have a lot of great small businesses. I'm so excited. We're going to have everything posted. We're trying to get everything posted by October 15th of all of the companies that are going to be with us, all of the training classes and the synopsis and the titles. You're going to have all of that. Everyone's kind of wondering, what are we going to do? Who's going to be here? We're going to let that cat out of the bag by October 15th, and we're going to do another press release so you can get that information. And, again, we made it to the second round. We're into it. We're excited. We are in the game. We are still in the game. So we're going to let you know what you can do to help us win, and maybe we will see you next year in February on our commercial if we win. at the Super Bowl and a Business on the Edge commercial. That'd be very, very cool. And, of course, we're in Silicon Valley. We'll have to give that shout out. So, again, as always, remember to live life on purpose and with a purpose. Thank you for tuning in today at Blog Talk Radio.